opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thanks for listening.
Something was dropped off for you this morning, and we think we know who it's from. I had a voice in my head going, this is the last time you're ever going to be here. And I was like, oh, interesting.
Welcome to the podcast. We're back with another episode, and we have a very special guest here.
My name is Lindsay Jack. I'm a second-year student here, and a program I'm not in.
Yeah.
I'm in business management. Aren't we all?
Okay, so Lindsay has some crazy stories for you. So today's title is, he's just not that into you if he only wants you when you're gone.
Period.
You know that song? It always annoys me so much. It's like, you only know you love her when...
Yeah. Wait, is it by The Fray?
I have no clue.
Is that the one that you're thinking? Oh, I think so.
When it starts to snow.
When you know when you're high.
Yes.
Is it that one?
Yes.
When you're high, when you feel low.
I hate
low?
That song.
I do. I really do.
That's what I think of whenever I think of, like, when someone only locks in after... You know, after
they realize what they had once it's gone.
Literally. And it's really annoying. And
it's gross.
Yeah, it's actually crazy.
No.
I heard that you maybe went through a breakup recently.
Yep.
You said you had stuff for the pod, and I was like, last I know.
Yeah, this was like recent. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But then I also saw you know, your Instagram story started getting even better, and I was like, wait, something's...
She's on a high.
Beautiful.
You can just tell.
Yeah.
It's almost like they just get gang glow in their face and their vibe, and you're like, wait a second.
Yeah. Can you tell us a bit about your last relationship?
My last relationship? Yes, I can. So, we dated for a year and a half. Long time. We both have the same job. We just work at two different locations, and that's kind of how we met. And then, you know, it was fine. We started dating a couple weeks after our dates, whatever, which was really refreshing because my first relationship, he led me on for months.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Tying the knot, essentially, a couple weeks after was really healing for me in a way.
That's good.
First couple of months were fine, you know. I wanted him to prioritize me and just, see me for me and, how to love me in the ways that I need to, essentially.
That makes sense.
Right? what you're supposed
what
to
we
do.
All want.
That's all we want, you know. And I kind of just started to know there was a lot of comfortability in the relationship, and it's I think we're good, I don't have to do anything, and that was kind of when it was starting to tick me off a bit, and I was like, okay, this is not how it's supposed to be. I never held back anything. Again, first relationship, I always felt like I couldn't say anything, so I made it my mission. I was like, okay,
that's
if
good.
I'm feeling something, I'm gonna say it. So I don't regret anything that I said or spoke up about, but it was almost like, you're so right, I'm sorry, you know. And then does all this, and then it's reactive effort, and then goes back to default 2 weeks later.
Yeah, I really want to talk about the reactive kind of apologies.
Yes, absolutely.
Someone will do something, they'll mess up, they'll try and win you back, I guess, in a way, by doing something nice that it's like, okay, this could be nice if you were just doing it anyways, but doing
absolutely.
It because it's an apology is so, it's so, I hate it.
It really shows their true colors in
a
way. And it's I was asking for this, and my love language to people is giving gifts.
No,
and
same.
I'm not someone
same.
That, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm not someone who necessarily needs it back fully as my number one, but I would like it back. It's definitely up there. I don't lie and say gifts is last on my love language list. Sorry.
I know.
It's definitely up there.
Because it always feels kind of weird to say, gift giving is my love. But it genuinely, the care, appreciation through something that it feels they know you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the effort, and it's okay, well, they took the time to really think about what I would and want and put my feelings into it rather than putting their own.
Yeah.
And so I would express that. And it's I was only getting it after I would communicate that I'm not getting it or if he messed up. And it's that's where I kind of drew the line.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. You're not prioritizing me. You're wanting to hang out with your friends. You're wanting to do schoolwork. I have a future. I'm saving money for our future. It's what you're doing now that gets us to the future. Mm-hmm.
That's so true. I get it. Everyone has different priorities, but it's for me, I've always been able to balance everything.
Yes.
I don't know.
Same.
Or,
same.
It's not that hard. You were in university,
but
balancing that, you were working.
Yeah.
You had a relationship, you had friends, and you still found a way to like prioritize.
Yeah, like I would go to school. Like, I mean, he was a year younger than me, so he was still in high school, but we were in the same city and I commute, so it wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
I went to university 5 days a week. I worked on the weekends, and yet I still made time for you.
No,
and it's
literally,
oh, and you can't do that because you have homework to do tonight? Like, no.
You know, time progresses, right? Like, you see, so he's still not prioritizing you. And like, if you care about someone, you can always like, try and prioritize
for the right person. You can make it work. You are never too busy for someone.
That's the thing.
My mom would always say that to me. Wise words. I know she's gonna listen to this because I told her about it. But I literally was like my mom helped me through it so much. But she literally was like, you can never be like too busy for someone.
The only reason was because you're putting other things first. And I get that, like, that stuff is also important, but it's like you really show where you're
absolutely
standing. Yeah,
it shows your true colors, it shows your priorities, and it's like, I don't want anything to do with that.
Yeah,
like,
unfortunately.
No. Unfortunately, it's like, no, buddy, like, if you're not gonna prioritize me, like, I simply, because I'm prioritizing you in every aspect of my life.
Okay, maybe you shouldn't put them first always, but it's like, I don't know, when you care about someone, you kind of want to.
Yeah, like, no, that's just how it's in life, you know what I mean?
Then what happened, like, after? Like,
so kind of like, again, so it was kind of just like a lot of talks. I would say, I'll just give you timeline. So from like June 2024 to like probably like, honestly, like a year, I would say a year went by and it was fine. Like, there was little moments here and there, but it was like, okay, like in my head, I'm like, this is a relationship. Like, things are going to happen. You know what I mean? He obviously asked me to go to prom with him I was like, okay, yeah, no, it was fine. Like, and I was like, his friends were fine. Like, I'd never had any like hatred towards them. They were fine people.
Yeah.
They all had girlfriends too.
Okay.
But it was funny because it's like, he always had something to say about his friends' girlfriends.
Really?
And his friend, like, not the girlfriends themselves, but like the relationship, like, oh my gosh, they're hanging out too much. Or, oh my gosh, like, he, like, blank just spent his whole paycheck on a gift for blank. And it's like, okay. So like, let what's the issue with that? Like, cause
that's
obviously
so funny.
He's choosing to do that for his girlfriend because maybe that's what his girlfriend likes. Mm-hmm. And his like brother, him and his girlfriend, like, constantly, so they have a cottage and they would always go up to the cottage. Like, it was a known thing that it's like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, no, we always love hosting, whatever and would always bring up his girlfriend but not invite me.
Oh wait, that's crazy. That's actually crazy.
And I'm
literally has people to compare himself to, like, to like look up to for like, oh, what you could be doing as a boyfriend, but he's actively choosing not to.
Yes,
because it's like easier not to, or he just doesn't like feel like it. I don't know.
No, yeah,
yeah.
But I remember, like, it was Valentine's Day, one of his friends like messed up, he forgot to order a reservation, which it happens, whatever, stuff happens, because they were trying to go around trying to find somewhere to eat, and she was so upset. And to make it up to her, like, the next day he bought like a deck of cards and wrote 52 reasons why he loves her and hung them around. It's like, that's the stuff that you do when you mess up.
Yeah,
it's like, how can I resolve it, not being reactive, but resolve it in a way that she's going to appreciate
it. And that's also like, it's like a completely different thing. It's like, not like, oh, the next day he like made a reservation or something.
Yeah.
It's like just doing something else that's really sweet and
really
nice. Exactly.
Yeah. And something that's like, that you know that she's going to appreciate. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe like her love language is words of affirmation.
Yeah.
Like, you never know. Like, it's those things that it's like, when you grow up, when you're in a family, like, you can only view what you see in your parents. Like, some people have people who are divorced or they're like loving families. And it's like, that's all you know.
Yeah.
But it's like, you can't be focusing on that for the rest of your life because there's so many different kinds of people in this world. And I think that was just the main issue. It's like, you can't.
Yeah, it's like they make mistakes and then they try and win you back. And then if you take them back or whatever, if you like accept their apology, they feel like they can keep doing it and keep getting away with stuff like that. And
yes.
It's like, oh my goodness.
It's all reactive effort and it sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks. And it's like, no, that's not how we should be doing it.
His brother's girlfriend would always go to the cottage and stuff. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, she would always go up. And it's like, I always told him that like family is very important to me. And I always would try to find someone who's, because I'm very close to my family.
Yeah.
And I'm always trying to find someone who's also family oriented, which I realized on the line that he was not.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, he would never like do like invite me to the family events and stuff. It was just more and more things of how he could get away with it. And then he obviously, like, at prom, he like basically, like, he's like, oh, like, I can't wait to spend it with my friends, and like, oh, I can't wait to go to our graduation with the, like, they had a graduation party after, which I didn't go to both after parties because I refused.
Yeah.
So I'm also just not that person. I'm just not that person. And I was like, I don't really want to go. There's a whole bunch of other people that I don't really know, and I'm like, it's not my vibe. I'd rather just
fair.
Go home.
Yeah,
which is fine. Like, I wasn't like, oh my gosh, woo was me. Like, I just didn't want to go.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of just where it started to go. It was around, like, it was summer of 2025.
Yeah.
And I think the whole summer, like, I don't even remember really what happened that whole summer.
You would think, like, summer, like, oh, you know, like, no school, like, maybe more you're gonna time hang out.
No. My mom would say that we were in a long-distance relationship and we lived in the same city. I'm like, this is so true.
Yeah.
This is so true.
Literally.
I went up, so we dated for a year and a half, and I went up to his cottage twice. One of those was actually in the summer. So that summer I did go up. But okay. I literally had a voice in my head going, this is the last time you're ever going to be here. And wow. I was like, oh, interesting.
Yeah.
It was weird. But I literally brought him to my grandparents' Florida house back in like the winter.
Oh,
and it's like, we would always invite him to things.
That's crazy.
My family, this is
like
actually, we went to Florida for a week. It was great. Yeah. But it's like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. He was also just a very nonchalant guy. My parents kind of knew that I needed someone that was like my speed, my energy. Like, I can talk in a relationship. I can fill the space. But if you're not going to talk at all, like, I don't want anything to do with that. Just always, my parents have always taught this, like, don't accept the bare minimum. And I kind of just would realize that. I'm like, this is, I'm not even getting the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Like, the bar is low.
Yeah.
And then it kind of leads into the story I was going to tell you before.
I'm so excited for the story.
So my family, we're really big sports people. We love going to games. Like, anytime there's like a cheap ticket, we're just like, let's go. Even if it's not our team. Like, we just love going. It's
That's so fun.
Yeah. It's our currency. Like, we love it. Mm-hmm. This is like when the Blue Jays were sucking. But they were having a really good season. Obviously, they made it to the World Series last year. But my dad got a whole bunch of tickets off Black Friday and then just rent and then had all these games. Mm-hmm. And so, like, if he couldn't go, he'd be like, oh, hey, Lindsay, if you want to go, or like to my brother, whatever. He would just like hand them out. Mm-hmm. But they were like $9 tickets. So up in the nosebleeds. But it was nice. So we would tend to get a lot of the tickets just for like fun little outings, me and him. And my favorite thing, like, this is, my friends know this, but I love going to the Looney Dog nights. Like, love the Looney Dog nights. My dad was like, okay, well, you could go to this day or you can go to a Looney Dog night. And I was like, obviously, I'm going to pick the Looney Dog night. So for some reason, this dude would just assume that, he just honestly assumed that I had my life together, so that he didn't have to do much.
Yeah.
So he would never offer to pay. There was games that we would go to in like Buffalo. My mom would drive us and we would all go as a family, and he wouldn't offer to pay for gas or tickets or anything. Yeah. We would obviously say no. Like, we're not the people that are like, oh yeah, we're expecting money. Like, it's fine. Like, I'm asking you to come with me and I want you to come. And so this one day, whatever, we were just us two going. We were excited. It was fun. It was actually funny because he ended up telling his friends that he was going, and his friends all bought tickets. Whatever. Again, like I said before, don't hate his friends, but it was like, when he's with his friends, it's like they're the best people in the world, and they're really not. They're just boys, you know, right? And one of the girls ended up coming, and so I just hung out with her. She was fine. She's always been great. We get to Union, and then we're walking around, and he's like looking on a snap map to see where they are, and he's like, oh, maybe we can go meet up with them, whatever. And I'm like,
oh,
no, fine.
Yeah.
And then so like that was kind of just like the first annoying part, and then beforehand,
it's like, if you wanted to go with your friends, just
just give me the word and I'll follow through.
Literally.
Like, I'm not gonna but then it was crazy though, because before, I actually forgot that he had messaged me this. I thought he had told me, but my mom was like, no, he actually messaged you this.
Oh,
I was like, right.
It's beautiful when you have like a physical
thing. The receipts.
Thing,
I was like, oh my gosh, right. Because I fully blocked it out of my memory.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, I can't wait to go to the game. Don't forget to bring your wallet for the hot dogs.
Really?
Guys, the hot dogs are $1.
No way.
The hot dogs are $1.
Wait, did he actually?
He made me pay for my own hot dogs.
That's nice.
I paid for his ticket because it was getting to the point where I was using a lot of my dad's tickets and I felt bad. So I would just give him money, whatever.
Yeah.
And he didn't even buy me my freaking hot dog.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, So
saying, don't forget
to bring your wallet. It's not like I bought his hot dog, but I was like,
but it's also like,
okay, bro, it's $1.
There's a little bit of balance usually, and right now it's like skewed so crazy.
Like, I'm sorry, you just had to buy a train ticket for yourself, but that was the first point. I was like,
buy your girlfriend's hot dog after
even
she's
if you bought
you
your own
game.
Ticket.
Yeah.
Even if you did, like, I just
literally
feel like it's like, I don't know. I don't believe that the man should pay every single time.
No.
But when it comes to those situations, especially when you're not doing anything for me, I start to expect more from you. Note to self, the hot dogs are a dollar. Anyone could buy it, but thank you. Yeah. And then I think whatever, a couple months go by, and then I was just really, I was having like really high anxiety in this relationship, which I'm not someone that's like super, like I don't have anxiety, but I was like stressing.
They bring it out.
And I was like, it was in August and my brother plays baseball and I was kind of thinking about, and he was going to school in a couple weeks, which we didn't have a conversation. He didn't bring it up. And I was like, am I going to have to do this again too? Like, am I going to have to talk to you about this? About like, what's the plan? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, his school's an hour away from where I live, but it's like a still, you know what I mean? It's not something I'd be like, hey, I can see you every day, right? Yeah. Like, it's busy.
Yeah.
I started to kind of, I was sitting watching the game and my mom, I was kind of just like started crying because I had that realization. I was like, I don't think this is going to work.
Yeah.
My mom, I then opened up to my parents about it. I was like, I've low key been feeling like this.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I then tried breaking up with him in October. And then it didn't really work. He's like, I promise I'll change. I'll change.
Goodness.
He sent flowers to my house.
Oh,
like, whatever.
My goodness.
And then I actually, a month goes by, I see nothing. And then I actually did it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
If you're trying to prove that you're changing in a relationship to like your ex or like whatever, it's like you're not changing for yourself. You're not changing to actually improve yourself as a person. Mm-hmm. You're doing it for their approval. Yeah. And because you think that, oh, this is going to get them back. And it's like, why are you doing that at that point? Just do it because you want to.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like self-growth is like, it's you can only change you.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're doing it for someone else, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah. Okay, so then what happened like after the breakup?
So after we broke up, I mean, it was so funny because it's like, even when he was at school, it's like, hey buddy, when am I gonna see you? He would come home like every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I went to his dorm once, and whatever. So I think in the time between September and November, I think not including reading week, but we saw each other maybe like two or three times, and I'm like, that is not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was funny because the first time I tried doing it in person, because I was like, that's the right thing to do. The second time he was at school, and I was like, I actually can't do this anymore. So I obviously called him. It was like 3 hours, whatever. And then what do you know, an hour later he's literally home. He literally got picked up. And I'm like,
goodness.
Oh, so it was that easy. Cool.
Yeah.
No,
it's like they will try and do stuff after they've like lost you or felt like, oh wait, I have to lock in, I have to do something.
That's what
it's
I'm
like,
saying.
You could have been doing this, and it's so annoying.
And there were, exactly, that's what I'm saying. And there was like, even the weekend when we were obviously we're still dating, he's like, I'm trying to think of what to do next weekend. I might go to Laurier Hoco.
Oh,
and I'm like,
beautiful.
Okay, cool.
Beautiful.
Like, who am I, bro? Like, whatever. Anyways, and then the next day I came to school. It was my busy day. I was like, I'm not missing this, whatever. I was fine. I cried more in the relationship than I did the breakup.
So true.
Yeah.
So
it happens.
Yeah.
Honestly, I see it happen a lot, and I'm like, okay, I'm not alone.
Actually, you don't realize that until after.
No, you're like, wow, I actually was really distraught over this.
We
talked in the car for like an hour or two, and he was just like, I understand, like, you're getting broken up with, you don't know why. I mean, I've been telling you, but you don't know why.
You're
kind of just annoyed about it, and you're like, I think we can, like, you know, work this out. I'm like, no, buddy, it's like, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, but like, we both cried, whatever. It was sad, whatever.
Yeah.
And then that was that. And then a couple days go by, and I always told him, because I think he asked me this one time. He's like, what would happen if we broke up? I was like, I'd literally lose all contact with you and remove you off of everything.
Wow.
Like,
yeah,
I literally block it. I block them, whatever. I mean, like, block is a bit extreme. I kind of just remove them.
Yeah.
But yeah, after that, a couple days after, and then all my friends unfollowed him, my family, like, everyone removed themselves from him. And then it was fine. And then the first couple 2 months were great.
Yeah.
January, I come home from work. It was a long shift at my part-time job. And my mom's like, hey, something was dropped off for you this morning, and we think we know who it's from. And I went, oh. And I look at the handwriting immediately. It's him. It says to Lindsay Jack on the envelope. And I'm like, oh gosh. And it's this letter. I'll just try to sum it up. But it was essentially just him being like, well, he started off with my dearest Linz. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I have some things that I think you would like to hear. I was wondering if we could meet up face to face between these times. So he was kind of putting me in a ball. And I was obviously so distraught because I was doing great. And like, I still kind of was. Like, but I was like, I felt like I was fully healed. And I was like, are we kidding me? And I, after talking with friends and my family, I left it glow for a couple days.
Yeah.
I realized, no.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't. Yeah. And then 10 days go by and I get an Instagram DM from my first ex-boyfriend
who
I haven't talked to in 2 years.
That's crazy.
I have not talked to this guy in 2 years.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Lindsay, I hope you're well. I just saw you pop up on my Instagram and I just wanted to reach out to see how things are going. And I'm like,
that's so funny.
Open it. I was like, this guy is so far from moved from my life. I'm so different. Like, I know.
Yeah.
And then, like, that, so that was just crazy to me. It was so mind-boggling. The entire month of January, my mind was just mind-boggling. Yeah. I'm like, how could this happen? My mom said, they always come back. They always come back.
And she was right. They always.
She was right. Okay, and then a couple weeks go by and I'm fine. And then I go to Europe in February and it was great. It was a really good trip where my mind was cleansed. So cool. I felt really good on that trip because I was like, I feel like healed. Mm-hmm. And then I come home. And it was like a couple days go by, and then it was like Sunday. It was Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. I'm watching the Canada US gold game.
Yeah.
It was an 8 a.m. start. Yeah. And I checked my phone and I didn't process. I see something was sent to me. Mm-hmm. I pressed it and there was this Google file link. And I was like, what? Who just sent this to me? And I look up and I see it was him.
Oh my gosh.
The most recent one. Yeah. And I was like, what? I'm like, what is he sending me? He's like, I hope you're well. Like, I hope you can watch this video. Thank you for everything. And he sent it at 6:14 a.m., which, by the way, guys, was our anniversary date. So wait, I think that was performative.
That's crazy.
So I'm like, because he knows that I like that little stuff, which is why he sent me the letter, because he knows that I like handwritten letters. That's why he did it. So he's doing all these things that, like, oh, she likes this.
Mm, it's like, whoa, it'd be nice if you did that before, but, you know.
Yeah, and so he sent me a 45-minute video.
That's insane.
But it was him just telling me everything. He's changed. And, like, I was a little emotional towards it. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, like, this is crazy. Like, you're like looking at someone that you haven't seen in like four months.
Yeah.
And he was just telling me everything that he's done and just like saying all these things of like how I changed his life essentially.
Aww.
And I was like, okay, like this is like actually like really nice.
Yeah.
Like it's hard to look at this as a performative or not genuine way. Mm-hmm. Like I think he was being genuine about it.
For sure.
And so I replied. I was like, hey, like, I hope you're well. Like, I wasn't replying in hopes to start conversation up again. That was my last priority. Yeah. It was more just to, like, send him well. And I didn't hear a response back.
Okay.
But that was fine. Like, I wasn't expecting anything. Yeah. And then a couple days later, which actually a couple days ago, I was on TikTok and I saw that he blocked me. And I'm like, didn't you just want me 2 weeks ago?
So funny.
Anyways.
Okay.
But yeah. So that was kind of the funny story.
Losing someone makes you reflect on who you are as a person, on, like, what you could have done. So, like, it makes sense. Like, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. But it's, like, it just shows that you had the opportunity to do this stuff when you were in a relationship with them, and you didn't. And it's, like, okay, well, your words don't really mean much now. And
no,
it's like,
I always said, like, words don't mean anything to me. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, if, you know, you compliment me, like, oh, thanks. But it doesn't hold that effect on me like it does with other people.
Yeah.
And I always told him that. I said, hey... I even mentioned that in the message. I said, you know me, like, words don't affect me that much, but I will say thank you for saying that about me. Like, that's what I said, so.
It also so depends on, like, what happens with them afterwards. Like, if they found, like, a new girl or whatever, like, they probably wouldn't reach out. They probably wouldn't, like...
No.
Like, you know what I mean? It's, like, it's so... Like, this is so, like, random and not, like, really the same thing at all, but... My friend, she was, like, in a little situationship kind of thing. And then she was, like, away for, like, a weekend. Like, they went to the same university. She was, like, away for a weekend. And then she hears from all her friends that he's, like, going up to, like, a bunch of girls, like, trying to, like, get, like, you know, not a success. Didn't, you know, like, none of these girls really wanted to talk to him. The next day, she gets a call from him. And it's, like, okay, she hasn't actually talked to him in a bit. And it's, like, now you want to talk to me after...
Yeah.
This has, like, failed, like, your little whatever.
Yeah.
It's, like, if, like, they probably wouldn't reach out and want to do all this if they, you know, like, had someone else or whatever.
Yeah.
It's really, like, and that's such a, like, when you think about it, it, like, hurts. Because it's, like, oh, my God, like.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, you're, like, sloppy seconds.
Yeah. It's, like, what's
And I'm,
going
like,
on?
No, I'm actually not.
Yeah.
Like,
you're treating me like that. But
you're
you know
treating
I mean?
Me like that. But, like, yeah no, because you're just a dude at the end of the day.
Exactly. Sometimes you feel the need to, like, reach out. And you're, like, okay, I have to do this. Or it's, like.
It's like, closure. And I honestly got my closure when
that's
he messaged
good.
Me.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, I don't hate him. I honestly wish him the best. I said that in my message and I meant it with every, like, fiber of my being. But singleness is a gift. Like, I've been single for, like, 4 months. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, like, the first time I've been properly single.
Yeah.
For, like, a couple years. Because, like, I wouldn't, like, bounce back and forth, but I'd be like going on dates and stuff, and like I'd still be getting disappointed there, and it's like, oh my gosh, It doesn't stop.
Yeah, I think it's good because it's also like you learn how to like really appreciate your own presence.
Absolutely.
And really be like, okay, if someone is going to be in their life, they better be an addition to my life.
Yes.
Be, like, adding
period.
To it.
Yeah, no,
because
like,
if
preach.
They're not, what
preach,
am I
preach,
doing?
Preach.
Because I'm perfectly fine on my own. That's caring about someone now and like realizing things now, it doesn't undo everything that happened in the relationship.
No, it doesn't.
And it's so like, it's like, unfortunately, like, even if they've changed in whatever, like, if you go back to them, whatever, that's
like
still
you may have changed. Yeah,
the same
exactly.
Things.
Like,
well, that brings us to the end of the episode.
That was
but
so
thank
fun.
Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Oh my gosh, thank you. And I hope that I, you know, brought some information,
yes.
and some insight,
yes.
and advice. You know, always hit me up if you have, if you need anything.
No, literally, she has stuff to say, and it's
I have
be
stuff
good.
To say and advice. Yeah. You know, I got you.